Big Apple. Now the Big Banana, Cops Out, National Guardsmen In. By Greg Maresca. A picture is worth a thousand words that transcends generations. That photograph of armed New York National Guard troops standing at the entrance of a Queens-bound 7 train was another iconic photo that captured the Big Apple devolving into the Big Banana, as in Republic. In another sign of societal and political surrender, Governor Kathy Hochul ordered the state's National Guard to patrol New York City subways. In the raw days of the 1970s and 1980s, when no subway car went unscathed courtesy of an army of graffiti bombers, the National Guard stayed home. Armed troops are for Bosnia, not Brooklyn. George Soros-financed prosecutors have effectively politicized the law with mob rule by decriminalizing crime, foregoing bail and incarceration that undermines law-abiding citizens while criminals walk. The city's courts are like a catch-and-release fishing derby. It is more chaos, hypocrisy, and the deconstruction of the American way of life. When the New York Police Department went SWAT, with assault weapons, helmets, flak jackets, and looking more like a Marine fire team than cops from the local precinct, my dad, who retired from his job as a cop, articulated how they were outfitted for war, not community policing, which is not a good look that speaks volumes. The criminals know guardsmen are not law enforcement, nor will they engage on a crowded subway platform. In politics, optics matter, especially during a presidential election year. The image of a uniformed force in the subway promotes the facade that Democrats are tough on crime. They deserve the Oscar for Best Picture, not Oppenheimer. New York City is where toothpaste is locked up while criminals roam free. Moreover, beginning in June, anyone entering Midtown Manhattan by vehicle can count on being greeted by a hefty toll. Tourism has always been an economic engine for the city, but turning it into a third world haven for illegals and criminals is no tourism strategy unless one wants to relive the 1981 movie Escape from New York. No one has the political courage to take on the underlying problems for fear of being unfairly branded. They only dodge and deflect, being more afraid of the left than they are of criminals. These politicos don't use public transportation, regardless. How long before a guardsman confronts a hooligan resulting in an injury or death and charges are filed against him? Recall the ongoing fate of Marine Daniel Penny, who was charged with manslaughter last year for using a chokehold while subduing a subway felon. The city refuses to prosecute offenders but charges a Good Samaritan for protecting innocent citizens. The Penny treatment awaits the National Guard. If the crime wave continues, perhaps the city needs to deploy social workers and climate campaigners next. What does it say about any locale that requires the military to control its criminal elements? It says the same about the voters who continuously re-elect these dolts. The COVID-19 lockdown was a practice run. The National Guard in the subways is more of the same. Can martial law be far behind? Need more proof. New York Attorney General Letitia James wasn't happy when NYFD firemen booed her and chanted Trump at a recent promotion ceremony. A memo instructed all firefighters that they should understand that the department's Bureau of Investigations is gathering video and identifying members that brought discredit to the department. The memo said all malefactors will come to headquarters to be educated on why their behavior is unacceptable. It is not just New York but the legion of cities run by socialist Democrats. These cities, once the envy of the world, are on the path to ruin via one-party rule like any other third world country. Government is to work for its citizens, not against them. Having refused border integrity, the nation's interior must be militarized. If Donald Trump did such a thing, the left would bemoan nonstop how this is a threat to democracy. A police state is no answer, but steadfast police officers who are unafraid to do their job is. Hochul needs to restore former Mayor Rudy Giuliani's broken windows and stop-and-frisk policies that turned New York into one of the world's safest cities. In a nation where the military must protect its citizens from internal conflict, anarchy will inevitably reign. Greg Maresca is a New York City native and U.S. Marine Corps veteran who writes for the Sample News Group while residing in the Pennsylvania coal region. His work can also be found in The Remnant, a National Catholic publication. In his stickball days, he was a two-sewer bat.